New leader sets out Calderdale vision. Home is where the heart is, and a sense of pride in place will be at the heart of a Calderdale Council's direction going forward, says its new leader. Housing, transport, climate change, business and community will all be issues the authority will need to tackle in the coming years, and Councillor Jane Scullion has outlined how challenges might be faced. The new leader of the council says she is approaching the job with three R's in mind: reviewing, rethinking and reconnecting. Elected unopposed by party group colleagues, she said a smooth transition of leadership is a sign of a good council, and it will benefit from long-serving leader Tim Smith, Labour Town, who stepped down from the role at May's election, agreeing to serve as her deputy. But that doesn't mean things won't change. There has also got to be change, said Councillor Scullion. It's a tribute to how much Tim has built up. That's a great foundation. But we are now looking at what we need to go forward. That will mean doing things differently, smarter, and certainly using digital technology while ensuring face-to-face help is available for people who need it, she insisted. It will also likely mean being more selective about what the council does, making the right choices for Calderdale and doing things well. Close partnerships, including the voluntary sector and businesses, will be crucial, and particularly health and care partners. And people will be asked to think about what role they can play in their communities. Because of cuts and austerity and the way councils are funded, we will be trying to do fewer things, but doing them well, she said. Getting the best out of the council's relationship with the West Yorkshire Combined Authority, including on public transport, will be based on the good relationships already there. It might mean not bidding on every pot of money made available, but developing a programme that was ambitious and right for Calderdale, said Councillor Scullion, Labour, Lord Foot. She said she wanted everyone in Calderdale, including the council staff, where 40% have joined since the COVID-19 pandemic, to feel a sense of and pride in place in the borough. That would include reviewing how the council relates to its communities, Councillor Scullion said. Already a parish councillor, she was inspired to become a borough councillor after experiencing the severe flooding of Boxing Day 2015, which devastated the Calder Valley, and the help her family received from people from all over the district. I have got a very deep roots in Calderdale, and one of the things about being a councillor is that pride of place, said Councillor Scullion. Next year's Year of Culture, to mark the borough's 50th anniversary, is an opportunity she hopes people will embrace. We've been through a miserable time with the floods and the pandemic. The people of Calderdale need to have something nice, things happening. I'm going to take stock of things like plans for the Year of Culture. I hope everybody gets a bit of that. Where they live, I want all to feel that, a pride of place, said Councillor Scullion. She feels the borough's distinctive market towns are a crucial part of the mix, and she is aware that some say Halifax gets everything compared to towns like Todmorden or Brighouse. I want to review the distribution of the way the council relates to its market towns. I want to hear from people about the way in which the council relates to that and give all our towns a lot of love, she said. Within Halifax itself, our biggest town, and we should be proud of that, she's keen to examine how footfall, retail and economic benefits can reach and strengthen the top of the town, as well as the bottom, where the Peace Hall is situated. Councillor Scullion has recently talked to a business about the possibility of bringing in another 500 jobs, and reconnecting to businesses after the pandemic is another priority. Tourism benefits should be maximised for all parts of Calderdale. In terms of housing, now adopted, the local plan needs to be operationalised. We need to think about what housing looks like. Is it affordable? Retrofitting homes. Most of the houses in Calderdale are already built. Most of the housing in 10 years' time is that which exists, she said. Her approach to climate action would be practical and pragmatic, said Councillor Scullion, and an easy-to-understand way of explaining it to people developed. With major highway schemes aimed at the increased flow of traffic, including passage of public transport, meaning less fumes being belched out by stationary vehicles. Sometimes people saw schemes as anti-car, but it's not. We're really about choice, she said. Partnership working with West Yorkshire Combined Authority and cross-border councils, particularly on issues like rural bus services and electrification of the Calder Valley railway line, was important.